4. The biochemistry of the body is a product of awareness. Healing cannot be understood unless someone's beliefs, assumptions, expectations, and self-image are also understood. Although the image of the body as a mindless machine continues to dominate mainstream medicine, there is unquestionable evidence to the contrary. Death rates from cancer and heart disease are provably higher among people in psychological distress and lower among people who have a strong sense of purpose and well-being. What the new paradigm teaches us is that emotions are expressions of awareness, the fundamental stuff of life. Awareness makes a huge difference in aging. To despair of growing old makes you grow old faster. To accept it with grace keeps many miseries, both physical and mental, from your door. The common sense notion of you're only as old as you think you are has deep implications. Number 5. Perception is a learned phenomenon. Perceptions of love, hatred, delight, and nausea stimulate the body in extremely different directions. In short, our bodies are the physical result of all the interpretations we have been learning to make since we were born. Your cells are constantly processing experience and metabolizing it according to your personal views. You don't just funnel raw data through your eyes and ears and stamp it with a judgment. You physically turn into the interpretation as you internalize it. Someone who is depressed over losing his job is projecting sadness everywhere in his body. Hormone levels change, the sleep cycle is interrupted, and even his tears contain different chemicals than tears of joy. This whole biochemical profile will alter dramatically when the person finds a new job and the body's output of hormones, receptors, and even the expression of DNA itself will start to reflect this sudden turn for the better. This point reinforces the great need to use our awareness to create the bodies we actually want. Anxiety over a lost job passes, but the aging process has to be countered every day. Your interpretation of how you are aging is critical to what happens over the next 4, 5, or 6 decades. There is no biochemistry outside awareness. Once you learn to accept that fact, the whole illusion of being victimized by a mindless, randomly degenerating body falls away. 6. Impulses of intelligence constantly create the body in new forms every second. Creating the body in new forms is necessary in order to meet the changing demands of life. As long as new perceptions continue to enter your brain, your body can respond in new ways. There is no secret of youth more powerful. New knowledge, new skills, new ways of looking at the world keep mind and body growing, and as long as that happens, the natural tendency to be new at every second is expressed. In place of the belief that the body decays with time, nurture the belief that the body is new at every second. In place of the belief that the body is a mindless machine, nurture the belief that the body is infused with the deep intelligence of life whose sole purpose is to sustain you. These new beliefs are not just nicer to live with, they are true. We experience the joy of life through our bodies. Therefore, it is only natural to believe that our bodies are not set against us, but want what we want. 7. Despite the appearance of being separate individuals, we are all connected to patterns of intelligence governing the cosmos. You and your environment are one. If you choose, you can experience yourself in a state of unity with everything you contact. In ordinary waking consciousness, you touch your finger to a rose and feel it as solid. But in truth, one bundle of energy and information, your finger, is contacting another bundle of energy and information, the rose. Your finger and the thing it touches are both just minute outcroppings of the infinite field we call the universe. In unity consciousness, people, things, and events out there all become part of my body. In fact, I am only a mirror of relationships centered on these influences.